We are Quick C 98.3, Brian and Tricia, and our morning conversation today, stockings on Christmas morning or Christmas Day. Do you go through the stockings before or after gifts? And we've got it up on Facebook, and it's really a mix of before or after. People have different traditions. One person says stockings are free game until parents wake up, and then they open the gifts from Santa and then everything else by turns. So I was kind of surprised because I grew up eating my stockings. I grew up and we would open our stockings and get all the stuff before we opened our gifts.
Right.
But there's nothing saying that's the right or the wrong way to do it.
No, I mean, it's whatever works at your house. But we, in my house when I was a kid and at our house now, if Santa left you anything in the open unwrapped, like, hey, here's a bicycle.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That was just like, okay, I'm enjoying this. This is cool. I get to look at this and I'm happy about it. Then it's stockings and then it's wrapped gifts last. But that's just what made sense to us. It doesn't mean it's the right way. But
yeah. And that's kind of the way it is for us still at our house. The girls, most of the time, the girls have gotten up before Gary and me. And they have this thing that they say they want to stay up all night on Christmas Eve. And
but
so,
Santa can't come if they stay up.
Right. But they've wanted to do this and they've tried to do it. But one of them will always fall asleep. And so this year, Mackenzie has said, I will be 18 next month. We have talked about this all our lives. If we're going to do this, we got to do it now while I'm still a kid.
Right.
And so the goal is, Gary has said he will do this with them. Me, I just told him, I said, I'm out. I'm not even trying to do it. I want to sleep on Christmas Eve. And so Gary and the girls have made plans of what they're going to do. They're going to stay up all night. And, you know, Gary, if they fall asleep, I'm sure Gary will be glad to go to sleep. But they want to, they're going to make stuff. They're going to make breakfast for the morning. And so they've got all kinds of ideas. They're going to watch Christmas movies, listen to Christmas music, whatever. So me, I'm going to be snoozing away.
You and Dino will be piled up in the bed with your mouths open going.
Yep, exactly. All right, our morning conversation today, stockings. Do you go through the stockings on Christmas Day before or after you open your Christmas gifts? And we've got it up on Facebook, lots of responses, and people approach it differently. Some people do say the kids can open them before mom and dad get up because a lot of times kids are the first ones up. One person says stocking first while you're still in your PJs, and then you have cinnamon rolls, and then presents.
We frequently have cinnamon rolls because a friend of Keegan's mother makes cinnamon rolls just for a handful of people each year. She delivers them unbaked in a pan that's disposable, along with a little bag of powdered sugar and a little bag of cream with a little instruction card on exactly how to mix it, exactly how to cook it.
Well, that's fun.
And they'll probably drop those off, I'm hoping, fingers crossed. She got remarried. I hope she didn't stop this tradition. she hopefully will drop that off tonight, and we'll have it for Christmas morning. It's kind of a thing we've been doing for several years.
We have tried different breakfasts for the last several years. We did crock pot French toast one year, and it was really good. This year, we're doing an egg casserole. Like
I was going to suggest that. Is it have sausage and tater tots layered in
it? No, it's not going to have tater tots. It's just going to be sausage and egg and cheese and probably some onions and maybe some
other. That sounds like the one Donna has come up with, and there's a layer of tater tots in there, so that's
awesome. I have had that. I've had with tater tots in it, and it's really good. But no, we're not going to do that this year. So, you know, when Gary and the girls stay up all night tomorrow night, then we'll see what it turns out like as they bake it at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever time they do it.
Here's the thing. Gary could probably stay up all night. He's got his military experience. I'm sure he has got the ability to function on little to no sleep.
Yep.
Because of his training. I got faith in Gary.
He could totally do it. And, you know, then it's another memory that he's making with the girls. And I'm like, this is all you, buddy. It's all you. I'll be sleeping. I got your back in the bed while you're downstairs.
Yeah. And whenever he gives up on them and they finally fall asleep, you'll be waiting on him with your mouth open going.
Quick C 98.3.